The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, from a new media business to another publishing business of a different kind, Instagram, the photo and video sharing app, turns 9 tomorrow. More and more businesses around the world are looking at ways to make themselves more Instagrammable. Some are creating stunning spaces where you can have your photo taken. A cafe in Tokyo, for example, has even drafted in owls as a prop to pet in the hope that people will share their experiences of the business online. Liam Geraghty has been finding out about the impact of Instagram on business.
Sit.
Say cheese. What do you think of that one?
Okay, I'll delete it.
To post or not to post? That is the question on every Instagram user's lips since the app launched 9 years ago tomorrow.
So it was very simple when it launched first. You know, you could share photographs. There was some filters.
Irish Times journalist Ciara O'Brien.
I think the first photograph was actually a picture of a dog in Mexico and Kevin Systrom's girlfriend's foot.
Kevin Systrom is the co-founder of Instagram.
That was in July 2010. So fast forward to October, they launch it fully. It gets a fair amount of users fairly quickly because I kind of tapped into that thing of Hipstamatic and the instant sharing on Twitter and Facebook, but it was just prettier.
Businesses caught on to the potential of this new visual platform. Some companies even have designated areas with props and scenic backgrounds, encouraging customers and employees to take selfies.
Okay, so we are on Cromick Street in Belfast, which is a fairly forgotten part of town between City Hall.
That's Barbara Wherity, who owns and runs Cafe Coon with her husband, John Paul. They actually met on Twitter.
We went on a date after the Brexit referendum. He had messaged to see if I was okay after the Leave result. And we ended up going for a coffee, and 6 months later we got married. So we're great believers in the power of social media. We understand that it very much can convert to real life.
That adorable gurgling you can hear is six-month-old Flynn.
Through your images that you're using, you don't really think about it at the time, but you're attracting your customer base. You think you're just advertising your space or your product. The eye of a particular type of customer is picking out what you're doing. And we find that's held us in great stead. And we know that that's come from Instagram because people come in and tell us, oh, I saw your post. Or what we find a lot here is our customers generate a lot of our content, especially on Instagram. So they love to post stories with the photos of their food or empty plates where they say, you know, I meant to take a photo, but it's long gone. So to be doing something that's actually people want to photograph, want to put up online to show that it's part of their day. That is what Instagram has done for us. It's brought us into the thought processes of a lot of people who were looking for what we were doing.
Right above Cafe Coon is another business using Instagram to shed light on their products, the Bearded Candle Makers. Here's the owner, Michael Morris.
So I got into it just from a passion of smells. I love weird and wonderful smells. My mom found an old book from when I was 8 years old, and I had stories of like the damp smell of our caravan and stuff. But I remember reading it and then remembering being in the caravan, like memories came flooding back. So that's the way into sort of the scent world, and candles seemed like a way into it, you know.
Last week, Michael won Best Use of Instagram at the Northern Ireland Social Media Awards.
I definitely wouldn't have a business now without Instagram. 100%. I'm very lucky. I've never really had to approach a retailer. Retailers have found me through my Instagram.
Michael's Instagram is full of pictures of his dog, Teddy.
People love my dog through Instagram, and they stop me in the street and they'll take selfies with him, you know, all from this Instagram account. But it's a really nice way to market yourself, because I'm not very good at putting myself out there, where I can talk about taking Teddy for a walk in the mornings and being inspired to create a candle. Come over.
Hello.
So this is
Hey, Teddy.
Brian Chris in the mic. That'd be so
He's very interested in the furry mic.
Yeah. Oh.
My name is Caroline Sweeney. I live in Thomastown, Kilkenny, and I'm the owner of Lagan Castle Farmhouse, which is a boutique guest house in Thomastown, Kilkenny, again.
Caroline says being real is the key to winning customers over on Insta.
I'm always asked about, you know, other small businesses, like, you know, people direct message me, they'll say, oh, you know, who runs, does your social media, who does this? And I'm like, I'm doing it. And obviously, I think that is what people like as well. They know that they're getting a, well, that doesn't sound right, but they're getting a piece of me. Words don't really interest people. It's all about the image.
And as Caroline says, some people take that too far.
I've actually had people arrive dressed in a particular way, had their makeup done, hair done, they've arrived in, had their husbands or their boyfriends getting their photos, then they come in and wash it all off and then strip down into a normal tracksuit. And you're like, are you serious? Like, they just literally want to say that they've been to a certain place and get the photos and get the traction on their Instagram. It's unbelievable what people do.
Back with Irish Times journalist Ciara O'Brien, she says to remember, Instagram is not for every business.
There's certain businesses that it'll be okay for. It'll just be another tool. And there are some businesses that it won't work for at all. I mean, you know, do you really want to be a slaughterhouse on Instagram?
Liam Gerrishy reporting there.